people having meeting with human rights activists? I don't get it.
This is not a universal position of the United States. This is an individual who has been accused of three felony charges.
But this is not unique. He's been accused. Do you remember the old line that we're supposed to all know?
He has not been convicted of anything yet, and he can return to the United States and face the charges.
Also, surely, people who are accused of crimes are allowed to their right of free speech, are they not?
Matt, I think we've gone the round.
It's a legitimate question. I mean, you talk about even in Russia that journalists have been persecuted and political activists have been persecuted, and you call for free speech around the world, but you're not saying that Mr. Snowden has the right of free speech?
That's not at all what I was saying. We believe, of course, broadly in free speech. Our concern here was that this was there was obvious facilitation by the Russians in this case. We've conveyed that. We've conveyed our concerns.
So you're not upset about the press conference. You're upset that the Russians facilitated
it. We certainly are upset that there was a platform for an individual who's been accused of felony crimes.
But what does that matter, really? I mean, you know, people that are in jail or on trial in the United States, they give press conferences or they speak out all the time. I mean, it sounds to me like you're not really upset with the act that he spoke. You're upset with the fact that the Russians did something on his behalf.
I think I've expressed what we're upset about, and you keep saying what we're upset about, but I think I've made clear what we're upset about.
Madam, can I just follow quickly? Mm-hmm. Just a quick...